Hello again, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. My name is Thomas, and welcome to another episode of the...
Brocast!
And sitting to my left, as always, is my brother from the same mother and father. Give it up for...
Hello, everyone. It is me, Alan, back in your ears, in your car stereos, and yelling at you through a microphone. Thomas, how are you?
Look, he's being very crazy here, guys. He's had about 9 V's, so...
V's?
He's had a mother, he's had a dad, he's had a cousin.
What the fuck, bro? What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's, 1 o'clock and it was crazy, man. Yeah, oh. So, guys, once again, thank you for joining this episode. We're actually covering an event that I recently came across on the WWE Network. And again, having access to the vault, there are so many classic wrestling events. And the one that we're going to cover now is going through World Championship Wrestling, my favorite promotion, WCW. And I found Clash of Champions. So Clash of Champions was almost like WWE's version of In Your House. Instead of doing a major pay-per-view event, they would do a smaller show, which would actually feature their champions, but not a lot of stuff would change hands. This was actually a big one. This is Clash of Champions number 27, main evented as the WCW International Heavyweight Champion took on the WCW World Heavyweight Champion to determine the undisputed WCW World Heavyweight Champion, as it was Ric Flair takes on Sting in the main event. So we're actually going... We're actually going to do a wrestling companion for this. If you dig wrestling companions, hashtag wrestling companion. We've done ECW One Night Stand 2005, 2006, Royal Rumble 99, Royal Rumble 2000, King of the Ring 1998, WrestleMania 18, WrestleMania 30, also Super Brawl 1998, and World War III 1997. And now we're going back to WCW to do Clash of Champions here.
Gonna go back in time.
Is that a, I don't know that song. Do I have to insert that song?
That's from gotta go back in time.
Back to the future or something?
Thank you, back to the future.
Yeah, we're not gonna insert that song.
Why not?
I don't like that one.
You don't like that song.
What is that?
Stupid shit.
So if you have the WWE Network, which you should if you're listening to a wrestling podcast for this episode, go into the vault, go into WCW Clash of Champions, scroll all the way to June 23, 1994, select WCW Clash of Champions number 27. We're about to hit play right now, so if you want to sync up, hit play as well, and here we go.
Clash of Champions. It's Ric Flair versus Sting! Hey!
Did you see that? That was ECW guy.
Yeah.
He was here for this event. We're talking about one of the ECW fans, guys, ECW talent.
ECW guy!
Oh, there is Hogan.
It's Hogan! This is where Hulk Hogan jumped ship from the WWF and came to join WCW.
Is that Disney World he was doing that?
Yeah. Larry Zbysko. So
Hogan's meant to be there tonight, guys.
So William Regal!
Yeah, we've got William Regal takes on Larry Zbysko for the TV title. Stunning Steve Austin will take on Johnny B. Bad.
I'm a bad man!
For the US title. And also Kevin Sullivan and Cactus take on the Nasty Boys for the WCW
Nasty Boys
Tag Team Championship.
Nasty. Clash of Champions!
So this was at the Charleston, North Carolina, at the North Charleston Coliseum.
Kakalaki. Who's commentating
here?
Tony Schiavone.
And who's he with? I'm going to say Bobby the Brain, and maybe that's just them two, I reckon.
Oh, look at these two. Look at that beard.
We should make those sort of airbrush t-shirts, spray paint style.
What's stopping you?
Oh, you know, money.
What year were you looking at this, Tom?
This is 1994, June. Oh, you mean
hey!
Mean Gene and Bobby the Brain.
Bobby the Brain looks like, where would you like your car parked, sir? How you doing, sir?
Ric Flair rules.
Ric Flair goes woo on a bitch. And then I would go back in time and hold that side. Because I go back in time. Here we go. Sorry, what year was this again?
This is 1994.
1994? What were you doing back in 94, Tom?
I was an 8-year-old kid in primary school.
I was an 8-year-old kid in primary school.
Yeah, just playing footy and picking me nose and eating it. That's what, that's it. You know, watching 4 o'clock cartoons when I got home. Watching Spider-Man. Imagine Spider-Man eating cheese.
In cheese.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now, you know, 2018, I'm still coming home, picking my nose and eating it. So
still eating cheese.
Yeah, still eating cheese, yeah. Woo!
Woo! I think I was a 10-year-old man-child.
Yep.
A child. Yeah.
Don't get out of here. They work so well together, these two.
Yeah, big time.
Oh, there, you've got like a...
What?
He's got like a horn, like yellow.
Look at that mustache on that guy.
So five matches, guys, including four championship matches out of five matches on the card.
Christ. Here we go.
Here we go.
It's Dave Pinsir. Dave Pinsir in the ring.
For WCW.
WCW. Oh,
what's happening here?
Oh. I can't get out. Oh, it's here the Nasty Boys. Where do we come out? We come out.
There was a confusion there. So we got Brian Knobs and Jerry Sags.
Jerry's the Knobs and the Sags.
Yep.
Knobby Sags.
Saggy.
Saggy Knobs.
Saggy Knobs.
We've all happened. It happens in life.
So this is actually our first...
Welcome to Nashville.
Wrestling companion to feature the Nasty Boys.
What an interesting sign to have.
Yeah.
Just, hey, Nasty Boys, welcome to Nashville.
That's it.
Thank you.
So Brian Knobs is 54 years old. He debuted in 1985.
Fuck.
Yep. And they've been the Nasty Boys since 1986. Jesus.
How old do you feel, Tom?
Yep.
Look at that hairy chest. That was back in the day when you could have a hairy chest and be a wrestler.
Yep. And then Jerry Sags. Let's see how old Jerry is. So he was born in 1964. So he's 54 years old now.
Very nice.
And he debuted in 1987.
That's right. There were two referees in the ring.
Is there two refs?
Yeah, there's two refs.
There's two refs. Look at that.
And look at the bow tie. Old school bow tie.
Oh, the old blue top. Like, they're like the old boxing...
Oh, blue top.
The boxing referees.
Yeah.
Here they come. The World Tag Team Champion.
It's Kevin Sullivan!
There he is. And there's Mick Foley, eh? Cactus.
Old school Cactus Jack.
With the leopard skin.
Yep. And he had the leopard print boots.
The Taskmaster, Kevin Sullivan.
Oh, Kevin Sullivan! Dangerous man. Scary
Who's
man.
That with him there? Who's that behind there? On a crutch. I didn't hear it.
I can't hear it out.
I love this because in the SmackDown games or 2K games, you can do this. It's got the old Nitro there, and it's also got those tag belts.
That's right.
You can actually download those tag belts.
What's that say? Hulk Sirlaw. Hulk Sirlaw?
Okay. No, bang bang.
A bang bang!
It's a cactus there.
Oof.
Cactus with a gun.
Those boobs, they look like boobs. You see that? It was all sexual, that was. I saw boobies. There was side view. Don't judge. Oh my God.
Leave me alone.
Nick Patrick had a haircut.
Yep.
And a mustache.
So the previous Clash of Champions was Clash of Champions number 26. That took place in January of 1994 and saw the debut of Bobby the Brain Heenan in WCW.
Oh, that's when everyone was jumping ship from, slaps.
And it was the team of Max Payne and Cactus Jack defeated the Nasty Boys with Missy Hyatt, who was in the corner.
Missy Hyatt.
And the main event was Sting and Ric Flair take on Vader and Rick Rude with Harley Race in the corner. Oi.
Oh, Kevin Sullivan just beating the shit out. Now, who's the faces and who's the heels in this?
Nasties are the good guys.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're just doing
the...
Load up
the WCW calendar, what they were doing at this time. Let's look at 1994 in professional wrestling. As we're watching
this. I like that. Oh, okay. Forearm shots.
So we're looking at June. So you had WWF King of the Ring 1994, which was held in the Baltimore Arena. And you also had ECW Hostile City Takedown in Pennsylvania there at the ECW Arena. So this was the main event of that King of the Ring was a steel cage match between Bret Hart. And let's have a look. I want to win the tournament now. Let's have a look. No.
The internal struggle here between Man and Machine.
The main event was Roddy Piper takes on Jerry Lawler, and also Owen Hart defeating Razor Ramon to win that year's King of the Ring.
Cinco, Razor Ramon.
ECW Hostile City Showdown that took place, and the matches going into that one was, the main event was Sabu. What? So the Cactus must have just come there.
You can see the tan lines on Kevin Sullivan there, Tom. You can definitely tan. Yeah. He doesn't tan. When he tans, he doesn't tan his dick.
Helen.
Or his butt cheeks. Helen. Look, look. You can see. I see tan lines there, mate.
This is interesting here, right?
Mm.
So it says here that Clash of Champions, this event we're watching now, took place on June 1994. But on June, in June 1994, there was the ECW Arena, and it had Cactus Jack there. Sabu defeated Cactus Jack.
Yeah, probably.
How can he be in both shows?
How can he? What do you mean?
Or he debuted after it?
Probably. He's a wizard.
There's two. He's a wizard.
He's a wizard, Tom. Whenever that stuff ever happens, a wizard did it. Okay, Lucy Lawless said that on. There's a lot of communication going on here with Kevin Sullivan. Oh, the crowd loves it. Are you sure that Kevin Sullivan and Cactus Jack are the...
Let's have a look.
The faces here, I mean the heels, because they're doing... Oh, look out! What the sheesh?
Just use his own. I'm going to... Hey, Mick, I'm going to throw you.
Mick, you're doing a senton.
I'm doing what?
And Mick's down. He slipped over Brian Knobs there with the stomp with his boots. Good teamwork there.
So the previous event before this event was... So Bash of the Beach, that took place in July. So this would have been Slamboree 1994. That took place on May 22nd. The main matches going into that one was Cactus Jack and Kevin Sullivan defeated the Nasty Boys in a Broad Street Bully match.
Ooh.
For the WCW World Tag Team Championship with David Schultz as your referee. So that's how they won the tag team belts.
Ah.
They won them a month earlier. And also Sting defeated Vader in a singles match for the vacant WCW International World Heavyweight Championship.
Sting!
Ric Flair defeated Barry Windham to retain the WCW World Heavyweight Championship. Dustin Rhodes defeated Bunkhouse Bunk.
And they call him the Nastro.
With Colonel Robert Parker in a bull rope match.
he didn't need the bull rope, I would imagine.
Larry Zbysko defeated William Regal or Steven Regal. Steve Austin successfully defended the United States Championship against Johnny B. Bad.
I'm a bad man!
So it's a rematch tonight. Look out.
Just tear his head off. Fuck.
So that's Nick Patrick
is Nick Patrick with a shaved head and a mustache.
Yep.
Kevin Sullivan again with his tan lines. His trunks are really. I think most of these guys are the only one that's. Yeah, I think he went to the same tanning school as Hogan did.
So he was the original partner of Woman. Before Chris Benoit
got all up in that,
her, and then it, yeah, won't talk about that. But
why not?
It was all sad.
It was sad, wasn't it? It was
just a shock. Google wrestling 2017, guys, 2007, and you'll find out. Oh,
yeah, don't.
Back elbows.
There's some other stuff you can watch, guys. You can listen to us. I don't know why you do that for, but
shut up. So this is not the longest match on the card. It's the third longest. On the card. Third, about 8 minutes, this one.
All right, so they did have two referees.
Their own ref, have they?
No. A ref would be out there.
Oh, okay.
And there would be a ref in the ring. Okay.
To make sure they...
He's got him by the hair. Got him by the top knot.
Oh, you look out.
Calm down.
No, you said top knot.
Though. I don't give a shit. I'm not talking about your man bun. Come on, here we go. So yet again, we've got our commentary team is Bobby the Brain, Tony Schiavone, and Mean Gene Okerlund. That's Kenny Powers out there, who's the other referee.
Outside the ring.
Yeah, don't fuck with him because he'll kick the shit out of you.
Choke you out.
He'll kick you in the head and he will take you down. We've seen it before on one of our previous shows. You remember that?
Just, hoo-yah.
Yeah, like, you're not getting in the fucking ring, whoever you are.
Is it Randy Anderson outside?
Yeah, Anderson, sorry. Not,
Randy Anderson.
Pee-wee, yep.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with him, all right?
He died. Oh, well. Yeah. I didn't know that. Died in 2002.
Yeah. Cancer, I think it was.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
Well, stop bringing the show down, Tom.
Yeah, testicular cancer. 36 years old. Wow.
Yeah. Young.
He got it when he was 36, but passed away when he was 42. Well, so he survived it for 6 years.
Good on him. But still, yeah. Couldn't think of anything. Oh, in the face.
So let's read a little bit about the Nasty Boys, because I didn't mention a lot about their championship reigns as a team, individually.
Pardon me.
Oh, guys.
That's what they do. That's what the Nasty Boys are all about.
That was them on the tape.
That was them.
That was Stags. It was Sags that did that.
Saggy Knobs. Oh. Double axe handle.
All right, so.
Come on, ref. Have some order. Al, shut up. I want to talk. Okay.
Here we go. So, unlike most professional wrestling tag teams, Jerry Biff Sags and Brian Buff Knobs were childhood friends who put themselves together where most tag teams were and still matched together by bookers. They began their careers in the American Wrestling Association in 1985 before teaming together as the Nasty Boys in 1986.
Oh, yes.
They first moved up the cards while in Memphis as a heel team against the face team of the Midnight Rockers. In 1988, they moved to Florida Championship Wrestling, where they won 5 tag team championships between 1989 and 1990. While they were in Memphis, Jerry Lawyer gave them the idea to change their look from spandex gold tights and long boots, so Knobs and Sags decided to cover their bodies. They also painted their faces, but they dropped the face paint while wrestling outside of the Memphis territory.
That's right.
They then joined NWA World Championship Wrestling in 1990 and feuded with the Steiner Brothers and were unable to defeat them for the United States Tag Team Championship.
Oh, shit, they would have been scared. What? Look.
Oh, you Mick.
Oh!
Shit, Mick.
On the concrete. That's the exposed
concrete part there.
Oh, snap.
The Mick. Nasty Boys left WCW in December 1990 and joined the World Wrestling Federation, debuting on December 9th. So 9 days after they left, they joined.
They did not muck around.
And wrestled at Superstars of Wrestling. Along with their manager, Jimmy Hart, they announced their intention to nasterize the WWF. After becoming number one contenders, they by winning a 17 battle royal, they defeated the Hart Foundation to win the WWF World Tag Team Championship at WrestleMania 7.
Oh.
They held the belts till 1991 until they were defeated by the Legion of Doom. Also feuded with the Rockers, the Bushwhackers, Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Sergeant Slaughter, Bossman and Virgil, the Mountie and the Repo Man, and the Natural Disasters and Money Inc.
Repo Man.
They then returned in 1993 to WCW until 1997. Then they went independent for a little bit. They both were in TNA. I actually remember that they went against Team 3D. In TNA.
Oh!
Yeah. And Against All Odds. Yeah, I remember that matchup. And Jimmy Hart was their manager. He came out too.
Come on, baby. You can do anything, baby. You can take him on, baby. Baby. Again, he's one of the nicest guys.
Reputation. The Nasty Boys have a reputation of being very stiff with their opponents. Yes. They've also been involved in ribbing/pranking backstage other wrestlers in several legit fights. In 1997, a match between the Nasty Boys and the Outsiders degenerated into a shoot.
Oh.
They worked stiff in a tag match against Dave Taylor and Drew McIntyre in the WWE in 2007.
Fuck!
What? Professional wrestler Mick Foley described the Nasty Boys in his autobiography as sloppy as hell and a little more dangerous, but they knew how to brawl.
Here we go. I can imagine here.
Chris Jericho said in his podcast that during a flight in Japan in 1998, Sags and Knobs shaved Eddie Guerrero's eyebrows to prank him.
Motherfuckers. Love it.
So they won, the WWF Tag Team Championship once, 3-time WCW Tag Team Champions, and the Professional Wrestling Illustrated Tag Team of the Year in 1994.
Did they hear that black kid?
Look here. Oh! There it is.
DDT!
Count it. No. What the? Okay. Sag should have waited just a little bit longer.
Kevin Sutherland maybe missed a spot. Should have grabbed
him. He's still going though. Look.
No, the other way. Yeah, no. Alright, fine.
He wins. Get out.
We're winners. It looks like Mick has done his arm.
Yeah, the shoulder.
Cactus has actually done his arm there.
So that would have been from that fall when the arm hit the
guardrail. Alright, enough. Go away.
Nick.
Fuck off.
You didn't win it.
No, he's trying. Don't stop kicking him. What the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus Christ. Tony Schiavone.
WCW Hotline. Oh. For exclusive content for $4.95 a minute.
What?
$5 to hear what? You are listening to WCW Hotline. To listen to interviews, push...
The phone number is no longer... 1-900-999-9100. Call now. Fuck you.
To hear what, Gene? To hear what interviews that you can hear later?
Here we go. You could talk to Hulk Hogan.
Here he comes. This is an interview, I think. Is it Sting? Is the interview Sting?
Is it Sting?
I think there he is.
It's Sting! Time to get excited. Say Sting.
This is the international heavyweight champion.
Sting!
Big gold belt.
Sting!
So cool. Surfer Sting.
Surfer Sting.
Look at him. Oh.
Good lord. I've had too many energy drinks.
So good.
This is my favourite Sting. Mm. Is your favourite Sting? Or was it?
I did like this one because he spoke more. The Crow I liked, but...
You're like, tomato face Sting you'd love more.
And I like Joker Sting from TNA. You remember Joker Sting?
No, you have to tell me.
It was shortly after the Dark Knight came out, where they wanted to rebrand Sting about him like Heath Ledger's Joker.
No, tell me about it.
That didn't happen.
No, it did happen. You told me. So this happened, did it?
Joker Sting TNA, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'll show you. I like that one because he was very crazy. Like, he would cut good promos. Look.
Fuck me, it's happened. It all right. Joker Sting. But what was his... So did he call himself Joker?
No, they kind of called him Joker Sting was the name. Like, you know, there was Wolfpack Sting, Surfer Sting.
Joker. Oh, hey, look, there's Big Bubba.
Yeah, this is the Guardian Angel elf.
Yes. He's
there to protect WCW.
Protect WCW.
This is what I've been watching recently, a lot of Guardian Angel. It was the match with him and Vader, which is very, just fucking just hitting each other really hard. Really.
Do you want to hit me hard?
Sloppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll there he is. Look.
Wow, I never knew. Yeah. I never knew there was a Joker Sting.
Yeah. It's I think it was the middle of the timeline. It was when Bischoff and stuff was there, because look at him feuding with Hogan. See?
Oh, wow.
Come on, let's sit down, Hulk. So, yeah.
Was he like the Joker? Or did he mean
just very speak? Eccentric and would overdo promos and laugh and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was when TNA was just trying to rebrand him a little bit. So there's on YouTube, there's the debut of it. See him there talking to Bischoff in the ring.
Oh, there's Bischoff. E. Bischoff.
E. Bischoff. See the makeup.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Good gimmick. He didn't do it for long, though.
So we're understanding here that the Guardian Angel is trying to clean up.
Like, trying to clean up the community, you know, and get people together. And if we all do it together, we can stop, you know, gangs and gang violence around here.
That's another thing I was thinking of, spoken on another previous show, guys. Big boys should not tuck their shirts in. Tom, you're one of them.
Tuck or no tuck?
Tom. That's one tuck and one no tuck. That's what Tom does. He tucks it back. Look, I'm like you. That's one of my favourite stories I've ever heard.
What?
You, one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
With your ex.
Yeah.
One of your ex-girlfriends, because you're a whore.
Shut up.
One time you came out of the bathroom one time with a towel and then tucked your testicles and your dick between your legs and went, hey, look, I'm like you.
Mm.
Referring that you had a vagina. Yeah. Guys, this is what you should be listening to this greater part of the Guardian Angel and how awesome it is. But Tom was a tucker.
Yeah. Everyone does it, don't they? Didn't everyone do that?
Oh, geez.
Have you done it yet?
What? Have I done it yet?
Yeah.
No.
I was thinking about this morning. I
had to find it first.
Come here. Come on.
Come on.
Play a song.
Yeah, I've got to get my little flute thing out. And it's like, oh, we found you, sir. I don't know what that fucking voice is. He's fucking huge now. Who put it on the table? What's for dinner?
I'll just quickly read this to you really quick.
Oh, okay.
Over the next few weeks, Sting displayed a more maniacal character similar to that of Heath Ledger's portrayal of Joker in the 2008 film The Dark Knight.
All right.
On July 14th edition of Impact Wrestling, Sting, now dubbed Insane Icon, regained the world championship, and then that's the gimmick. So it was either Joker Sting or Insane Icon was the name he had.
Insane Icon?
Yeah.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
We should make hats like that for the...
Look at all those badges. Look at the badges.
See,
where's my badge?
I'm so used to looking at Big Boss Man. Not Big Boss Man. It's the Big Boss Man with the nightstick. Same pose he does, though.
He's smiling.
He's taken on Tex. This is actually, no, I'm not going to tell you who this. I know who it is.
Okay.
He's going by the name of Tex Sleznider is his name. Who is that?
Hey, it's a naked minion.
Yes.
Dennis Knight. Dennis Knight.
Yeah.
I've got a third eye.
So this is Bossman versus Midian.
Oh!
Bossman versus Midian.
This is the corporate ministry.
So let's read about Dennis Knight, known as Phineas One, or Phineas I. Goodwin, and Midian, also known as Leatherface, Midian, Leatherface. Naked Midian, and Tex, which was the character he had here. Retired, debuted in 1989 and retired in 2006.
Wow.
He's won multiple championships, including the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship twice with Henry O. Goodwin, and also a one-time European champion.
Now, sorry to interrupt. Which one was, did he, was it Phineas? Phineas, that's him.
Yeah.
And the other one, he broke his neck. Henry broke his neck, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. That is correct.
Look at the Texas flag on the back of the outfit there.
Yeah.
This is a pretty quick match. It goes for, let's have a look. This one goes for 2 minutes and 5 seconds. That's a pretty quick one.
So it's pretty much when you tuck it back and go, hey, look, I'm like you, and the sex is over.
Sorry.
One more time. You punch me in the gut, I'm going to, what is it? That's two.
Here we go. In 1992, Knight was hired by World Championship Wrestling, where he was renamed Tex Sleznider and given the character of an Orange Texas outlaw. Knight then formed a tag team with Shanghai Pierce. Knight and Pierce left WCW in 1994.
That'll do it.
So he was there for 2 years, but this was the real gimmick he really had.
Wow, this is when Bossman was like, oh, look out!
And Shanghai Pierce would go on to become Henry Godwin.
Yes.
So they were teaming up back around this time.
Ooh.
So, but they went over to
so this is when, this is back in 94. This is where, pardon me. Oh, it's a Bossman Slam.
Get it. It's over.
One, two.
It's done. Well, thank you coming there, Dennis.
And thank you for coming around, Dennis.
Yep. The Guardian Angel. He used to do a lot of things with Sting, because you know Sting was, you know, of the people. He was always with Sting, supporting Sting.
And he was Big Bubba in WWE.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
Big Bubba Rogers, eh?
Yep.
And he would have returned as the Big Boss Man in 1998, I think it was, or 97.
No, it would
Have a look.
98, I think it was.
Yeah, because he was that masked person that attacked Stone Cold and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah, return to the WWE.
Look at him go. Look at him go, Tom. Look at him go. Look at him go.
1998.
It's Hulk Hogan.
Taylor rejoined the WWF shortly after his WCW release, and once again became Big Boss Man. On October 12, 1998, he returned to television with a new look, abandoning his blue police shirt for all-black SWAT-style uniform, including a tactical vest and gloves. Uh-oh. He served as the hired bodyguard for Vince McMahon and feuded with Stone Cold Steve Austin and DX. He briefly wore a mask before his identity was revealed.
That's right. It was kind of freaky, that was.
And he also passed away in September 22, 2004.
Also, he is the father of the Shield.
Yes, he was the original Hounds of Justice through the Guardian Angel.
Hey,
put that together though. Guardian Angel.
Who's in that limo, Tom?
Hands of the people. Hogan. Hogan's coming, guys.
Oh, Hogan. Alright, move on. Look at that. That's a lot of
shit.
Fucking watch where you're driving, Henry.
Right over the top. Sorry, mate.
Sorry. Aren't you pretend police officers?
No, they're all local wrestlers, eh?
Oh, fucking hell. Do you know how to drive a motorbike?
It's like Hogan and Raw. Can't go up the ramp. And then stalls the engine.
He fucking, like, he floods it. And then And then what's his, Undertaker has to come down.
Undertaker's like,
don't you come up here. He's coming up here. He's not. So bad. Yeah, I'll go down. It's a lot of,
remember that they spoke about on the Judgment Day episode from Something to Wrestle With, where when Hogan finally did get the bike to come up, they had the pre-taped image of Hogan driving the bike in the hallway, but they accidentally hit play when Hogan wasn't even up the rampway yet, but you're seeing footage that was shot earlier showing Hogan chasing Taker.
Genius.
Yeah.
Pure genius.
He's looking too. Look. Gonna get stuck
here. Turner Broadcasting System. TBS! There.
TNT, TBS.
WCW. Look at that. All right. Stop.
Ted Turner. I'm in the wrestling business.
Anybody like wrestling? I like wrestling. Check out my mustache. Yep.
Come on in. Oh.
Oh,
is he there? Oh, Jimmy.
Hey, baby!
You've met him and you've met this man.
Yes. I am a real American.
Harry's there.
Was that? No, that wasn't his song here.
No.
He was born and raised in the US of A.
Still to come. Larry Zbysko and Lord Stephen Regal, or Steve Regal. This was for the...
I was about to start singing.
WCW. You keep
talking.
Hey! Oh, Jesse. Those glasses. I'm excited, Tony.
Did you see me in Predator?
I'm a sexual... Was it?
No. I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus. Tyrannosaurus Rex.
With his chain gun.
Yeah.
I want to check that actually out. The new Predator. It's out now, too.
Yeah, rather not.
I've seen some pretty bad reviews on social media about it.
So. People have been, like, dumping on it hard. Like, one of those severe dumps.
Here he comes. So, you've got Lord Stephen Regal with Sir William.
Sir Willie.
Look at that. He's got the hair.
What a stupid... Airpiece. What are we wearing, Regal?
Sir William was actually known as Bill Dundee, as William Bill Cruikshanks. He was a Scottish-born Australian professional wrestler.
That's right, Bill Dundee.
Known for his stage name, Bill Dundee.
Yep.
Cruikshanks is the father of Jamie Dundee and the father-in-law to Bobby Eden.
Yes.
He's still alive, 74 years old, from Angus, Scotland, resides in Tennessee in the United States, currently has two kids, Bill from being from Australia, debut in 1962. He also had a run, this is his WCW run, in the early 1990s as Sir William, the manager of Lord Stephen Regal. Also was a booker for Memphis, Louisiana, and also Georgia.
Yes.
He's done a couple of books, made some books up. One book is called If You Don't Want the Answer, Don't Ask the Question, Bill Dundee's Life Story. You guys can check out. In terms of his championships, multi-time tag champ, 9-time AWA Southern Heavyweight Champion, tag team champion twice with Jerry the King Lawyer, and also a one-time CWA International Tag Team Champion with Rocky Johnson.
Oh. Larry Zbysko!
The living legend.
Living legend! Do you know what his nickname was for Mr. Tony Schiavone?
What's that?
Golden Throat!
Where does that come from?
It's got the voice. It's got the great voice.
I remember, like, he used to have the shower, like the Golden Throat shower. But
why the fuck do you go there?
That's why his throat's golden, because of all the
wee. All the wee wee.
Yep.
Fucking wee-wee. Child you are. Grow the fuck up.
I could yell at you.
Put your dick back into place.
Oh, yeah. So Larry Zbysko, also real name is Lawrence Whistler. Born in 1951. Semi-retired. He's considered semi-retired.
Yeah.
His mentor was Bruno Sammartino.
He'll tell you. Just watch the fucking... inauguration that he had at one of the Hall of Fames, and he lost his track of, and how many times that he loved Bruno Sammartino.
When was he inducted? It was most recently,
probably 2017
actually.
Way off.
Wait, no. It was 2015. He was put on a Legends contract in 2013, but officially inducted in 2015.
You're gonna is Regal gonna take the pompadour off?
I've spoken about William Regal in our previous Super Brawl 98 episode when he teamed up with Dave Taylor to take on the Steiners for the WCW Tag Team Championship. Look out.
Oh. What do you want? You Americans are all idiots. Take out the goddamn pompadour.
I don't want to wrestle it.
I don't want to wrestle it. It's weird. Do it.
So let's see when Regal debuted in WCW.
Oh, God. Yeah, Regal and Schiavone are very close friends as well, too.
Here we go. So let's look at the time period. Let's look at... He became the villain, Lord Stephen Regal, on the 12th of June episode of WCW Saturday Night, claiming descent from William the Conqueror, and Sir William began serving as his manager. At times, arrogantly charming on his persona, one of his memorable statements to a post-match interviewer was, "Do you know what my New Year's resolution is going to be? To wake up a half an hour earlier so I can hate you more."
Yeah, that's a villain.
His first major win after the character change was against Marcus Alexander Bagwell on the 16th of June episode of Clash of the Champions.
Oh.
He was scheduled to be Bagwell's partner. scheduled to face Burgle's partner Too Cold Scorpio on August 18th episode of Clash of Champions, but was replaced by Bobby Eaton. Regal himself substituted for an injured Brian Pillman to team up with Steve Austin in a WCW Tag Team Championship defense against Paul Roma and Arn Anderson, and both Regal and Austin lost that match. He then won the World TV Championship by defeating Ricky Steamboat at the inaugural Fraw Brawl pay-per-view on September 18th with the help of Sir William. He enjoyed a lengthy title reign after he retained the title against a flurry of challenges, beginning with his first TV title defense against Arn Anderson on October 9th edition of Saturday Night, and ended in a 15-minute draw, time limit draw. He then defended the title against fellow Brit Davey Boy Smith.
Hey.
Whom he faced in a 15-minute time limit draw.
Where's my title shot?
At Halloween Havoc. He also... So when did he drop the belt then? So let's see how Zbysko got it. Okay. The following month, Regal lost a non-title match to Thurro Zbysko at Slamboree, leading to a title match on the May 28th edition of Saturday Night, in which he dropped the title to Zbysko. So he only won the belt about 2 weeks earlier than this.
Okay.
He won it in late May. And then this is interesting. Regal began a short feud with Sting and was booked to defend the TV title against Sting at Bash of the Beach. However, Sting was injured prior to the event and was replaced by Johnny B. Bad. So there would have been a Sting Regal feud. That would have been.
That sounded real. You listen to the slaps he is giving you.
Is he smacking him in the chest or face?
Face.
European uppercut. Oh.
And because Regal would be one of those guys who would say, when we go out there, I want you to hit me for real.
Let's sell it.
Yeah.
So Regal is 50 years old. Let's see how old Zbysko was. Or Zbysko is now.
Oh, they're beating the shit out of each other.
66.
What, so there's
16 years difference between
the
ages.
And you look at them.
Oh! I love that old ramp, boy.
Yep.
We're just connected there to the ring.
He looks fired up. It looks like he's like fucking real. Slap me in the face. My ears ringing now.
Come on, Sir William. Help me. Help me, mate.
Help me, mate. Why don't you have names?
Come on, Regal.
Come on, Regal. Fuck him up.
Oh, yeah. Good work.
Back in the ring. Whoa. Oh. He's trying to get the leg.
For some catch wrestling here, guys.
Catch can. Come on.
So this is a 10-minute 42. So just a bit of a check, guys. We're at the 33:30 mark. If you're wanting to sync up, if you're watching this with us on the WWE Network.
Unfortunately, you're stuck with us for another hour.
Just under an hour, guys.
Yeah. Just hang up now. Just stop.
Hang up. Just
give up.
Stop.
Delete. Whoa, look at the strength.
Stop. Delete. Unsubscribe. And yeah.
Yep. Send nudes.
To broadcast
to gmail.com.
Oh, these elbows.
They're genuine. These are generally kicking them down. One, two.
Come on.
Wolfpack.
I just remember how I remember Larry Zbysko was from the old Revenge game. With those trunks there you could put on him.
Whoa.
That's, to me, that's still one of the best games in terms of you can make everyone NWO if you wanted to. No, you could put everyone with an NWO top on.
Yes, that's right.
But still love it a bit.
He hit him with a pole driver.
It was like jumping pole driver.
Pole driver's home.
Pole driver. Like Edge.
Pole driver.
Like Edge de Beulah. A couple of episodes ago, guys.
One, two, three. I said pole. Not that top pole driver, you idiots.
Sorry,
that was a pinning combination.
Sorry.
With thrust.
Got the win. Yeah, we won.
Da-na-na. Oh! Oh, come on, you motherfucker. I'll fuck you up. Here we go. Now put those dukes down. We're not using fists. Now you want to use fists, do you? Use forearms.
So from the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Larry Zbysko won Best Heel of 1980, Feud of the Year in 1980 against Bruno Sammartino, and Most Improved Wrestler in 1980. He also got a 5-star rating in 1992, teaming up with Rick Rude, Steve Austin, Arn Anderson, and Bobby Eaton to take on Nikolai Kozlov, Barry Windham, Ricky Steamboat, Sting, and Dustin Rhodes at May 17th War Games at Wrestle War.
Good year. 1992. Good month.
And he got another 5-star in 1991, teaming up with Ric Flair, Barry Windham, and Sid Vicious to take on Brian Pillman, Sting, Rick, and Scott Steiner at February 24 War Games at Wrestle War 1991.
Fuck this!
Both of these guys are on the WWE Network. So William Regal.
Ooh.
Let's see if he's got any awards or accolades.
Accolades.
So let's have a look. So Wrestling Observer Newsletter has reported him being Best Television Announcer 2013 and 2014.
Yep.
Is what he got. King of the Ring 2008, two-time IC champion, five-time hardcore champion, four-time European champion, four-time world tag team champion, twice with Lance Storm, once with Tajiri, and once with Eugene. Four-time TV champion. Pro Wrestling Illustrated had him as the number 18 out of 500 in 1994. So this year.
Best wrestler.
Yeah, he was number, he was in the top 20 of this year here for wrestling.
I can say it. I love Regal's style of wrestling. And it always makes me laugh when we occasionally bring it up. The time that Regal took on Goldberg.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like,
What do I do? He was on a Nitro. Didn't know what to do. That guy yelling around.
Yeah. Cool. I think they're yelling.
They're yelling at Sir William.
Dundee.
Dundee, mate.
Dundee, mate.
See, if you like Regal's wrestling, go and watch the UK tournament or Progress Wrestling in the UK. There's some great stuff.
Oh!
Just full forearms to the face. Look at this!
Oh, fuck!
Rest like just.
No, it's perfectly fine. Forearms are fine.
Because it's not a closed fist, it's his forearm. Is it the European uppercut? The old pin the Hulk shoulders down. Here we go. We'll just leave
him. He's struggling.
Here we go.
Here we go. Vice grip!
Oh, around the body. Good job.
Hey, man there with the white pants on, that is extremely tight. Fucking hell, mate. You see what religion you are.
With white pants. How do you tell a religion? You just do.
No, you can tell by the... What? You really don't know.
No, I've heard that one.
You haven't heard that?
No, I haven't heard that one.
No, you can... When you look at their dick... If it's been
I'll be meant from the back, looking from in the back. That guy's arm.
No.
He's Scottish, that guy.
No.
That guy's American over there.
I said religion.
Okay.
Not country of origin.
American's a religion.
No, it isn't.
Hey.
You fucking idiot.
Got my little Buddha over there.
What's that got to do with anything?
Jesus, hello.
Now, you can tell by their dick if it's been snipped or not.
Ah, yes.
That's what religion they are. There we go.
Circumcision.
Thanks, Tom.
Came out recently that Batman is. I saw it on Twitter, so.
What?
Yeah, someone wrote it. It's official. Batman is circumcised. I'm like, cool. Show me.
Batman's a Jew?
Prove it.
Don't believe you.
Prove it.
Well, you can probably. Bear hug. They're it's sweaty as fuck, they are.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, Boston Crab.
No, I lost it.
Hey. Pin. Go, Regal.
One, two, three! Yeah. Yes!
He's regained.
Wait a minute!
The World Television Championship. There's a good match on Nitro for the TV title. It was Regal and Ultimo Dragon. A clash of styles between like a really good cruiserweight.
Boo! And we don't like Europeans. Boo!
Regal.
Boo!
Look at that.
Two time!
Looks like the old ECW title.
They can't hear you, Regal. We can't hear you.
He's swearing too.
Yeah.
I am the man. And then take him away. You hear me? I am the man.
I am the man. Larry Zbyszko is like, What?
Hotline. Doesn't look like he's aged at all. I'm watching like the 1999 Nitros and 98. Now he doesn't look any older.
Nah.
Doesn't change.
Nah. Yeah, I believe that he lives on the light, the dreams of future wrestlers, but he as they nothing happens, he takes their souls.
Hello.
What's true?
It doesn't die. It just stays
alive. WCW Hotline.
Well, it's 99 a minute, guys. There you go. No, he's just saying he's going to interview Hulk Hogan shortly.
9-100-999-99-100.
WCW Hotline. Option
2. Option 2. Call your parents.
Still there, though.
Fuck you.
Still stuck on the screen there. Yep.
They call the father of his country on his slave. He's American made. Sing it, Tom.
Oh,
no. He's American man.
Remember that towards these older
Bash of the Beach.
This is Bash of the Beach 94.
Ooh.
So that took place on, let's have a look, this was July 17th, 1994. I won't read out the matches because it'll ruin the ending of this.
And a year later after that.
Yep.
Wrestling world was changed after that.
The event marked Hulk Hogan's in-ring debut for WCW.
Born and raised.
Tony Schiavone did play-by-play, while color commentary was split between Bobby Heenan and Jesse Ventura. Ventura was on the outs with WCW management at this time and was notably missing from the main event.
Good.
This is now on the WWE Network.
Yes. Oh, here we go.
It was Hogan's debut.
He's a cowboy.
Hey, look at him.
Dustin. I call him the natural.
Narn Anderson there, who doesn't age as well.
No, except his hair. You know how he cleans his hair?
How?
Wash rag.
Oh, what?
Wash rag.
Oh, yeah.
Just cleans it nicely.
What, no shampoo or anything?
No shampoo. Why would you need shampoo for a bald head?
Oil.
Fuck off with your oil, all right? Just use ass cream. What?
So this was stemming from... This was actually building for a while on one of the previous Nitros. Dustin was feuding and wanted a partner, and he kept asking Arn to help him. I'll get back to you. And that's what he's trying to do now, is I need your support coming forward. You know, they brought up Dusty as well, you know, support of your father, I'm going to do it here as well and support you. He looks so young there too, Goldust.
That's Dustin Reynolds.
49 years old now.
Dustin?
Yep. I mean, the artist formerly known as Goldust, ooh. Black Rain.
Oh, we've talked about Black Rain.
Dustin Rhodes, Dustin Reynolds, Dusty Rhodes Jr., Gold Dustin, Goldust, and Seven.
Seven, that's right.
Like Frankenstein, Fester. You got me coming out with this stupid gear on.
You guys are all, fucked. He didn't say that. I don't give a shit.
He hated it.
He did. And he's meant to shake your hand. Shake his hand. There we go. Give him a hug. Back to the ring. Yep. Four.
Yeah, because he was feuding against the horsemen at the time. So that was, again, Zabisco was the enforcers with Arn Anderson. Then they split when he became champion. And then it was, well, I need you to help me against the horsemen. And that's what he did.
And who was the horsemen there?
Wolverine, Barry Windham, Ric Flair. Yep. I don't think who else was there then.
I'm a bad man.
Look at that. Look at that shining up. That mustache, Al. You could do that.
I wouldn't be allowed in the house. We've discussed this on your action podcast.
You should do it, Al. Just say
let's not just say sit down, Charleston. Let's get down.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
That's me just doing my rock.
Don't do that, all right? You've been told.
Yep, all right. Yep.
Sure, no problem. All good. Johnny be bad.
So the previous event before this, in May, he lost to Stone Cold, or known then as Stunning Steve, for the United States Heavyweight Championship. See, why don't you just bring this to the WWE again and do it? Instead of doing the boxing.
Blow me a... What? What?
Say that again.
Blow me a Johnny? Blow me a Johnny.
One, thank you.
Oh, here's a lady.
As in, blow me Johnny.
It was lips. Okay, sorry.
I like blow kiss
me a kiss, Johnny.
Yeah, okay. Yep. We didn't want to get all confused here.
What does that mean? Is that sexual? Yes, it is. Yep. What? Oh, okay, he's glued the gun, Tom. It's a big one.
Shoot the cannon, guys. Ready, set.
Hey!
Ooh, I want to get one of them.
Go to Mardi Gras.
Shut up.
Oh, why is your mouth open? Yuck. Oh, I don't want any of this.
So this is the blowing then. Blow this on me, they're trying to say. Well, look up.
Where is he?
Here he comes.
Oh, he's... Dun, 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 dun.
Stunning Steve. They love the tinsel on the vest here, the sparkle.
It's blinding by the light. I do declare. Where's Robert Parker?
Stunning Steve Austin, United States Heavyweight Champion.
US Heavyweight Champion.
What'd I say?
Well, United States Heavyweight Champion. I just want to say the whole thing. Steve Austin rules the world.
Yeah.
Look at that glitter.
Well, when did Steve leave WCW? So
Eric Bischoff fired him.
Yeah, via fax. Was it fax or something?
Yep.
So Dangerous Alliance, he was with in 91, 92, the Hollywood Blondes, and the Stud Stable in 93, 4, and 5. So let's look at when he won his belt here. Okay. So in January 1993, Austin formed a tag team known as the Hollywood Blondes with Brian Pillman. They won the unified NWA and WCW World Tag Team Championship on March 3rd by defeating Ricky Steamboat and Shane Douglas and held the title for 5 months. At Clash of Champions number 23 on June 16, the Blondes faced Ric Flair and Arn Anderson in a 2-out-of-3 falls title match and were defeated but retained the belts as one fall had been determined by a DQ. At Clash of the Champions 24... Brian and Austin were scheduled to defend the title against Anderson and Paul Roma, but a legit injury injured Pillman and replaced him. Regal come in and they dropped the belts. With Pillman still injured, Austin joined Colonel Robert Parker's Stud Stable. After Pillman returned, Austin betrayed and defeated him in a singles match at Clash of the Champions number 25 on November 10th. At Starrcade on December 27, Austin defeated Dustin Rhodes in a 2-out-of-3 falls match with 2 straight falls to win the WCW United States Heavyweight title.
Look out.
So Dustin Rhodes he beat.
Yep. Call him the Natural.
So he held the title for a number of months, all the way to August. But yeah, so he won the title in December at Starrcade 1993. Which is pretty good.
Yep. Look at a very young Steve Austin here.
So his tenure with them ended in in 1995, Austin was fired by WCW Vice President Eric Bischoff after suffering a triceps injury while wrestling on a Japanese tour.
Yep.
Bischoff and WCW did not see Austin as a remarkable wrestler. Additionally, Bischoff thought Austin was hard to work with. He then joined ECW in 1995. Did a number of matches there, so Monday Night Quill, you know, taking on the likes of, you know, Sandman, Mikey Whipwreck, etc. And then joined WWE in 95, which was the Million Dollar Corporation.
Million Dollar Champion, man. Yeah. Teaming up with
and then we know him now today as, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, one of the most popular wrestlers of the entire, 90s Attitude Era. So, US champ on his trunks. So what did he add differently, if you think of his character now?
Shaved his head,
grew the beard out. And knee braces. That's it.
Yeah.
And the tape was black.
Black wrist tape. Just proper wrestling it was.
Mm.
So are they both faces here? And they're both faces.
No. Steve's heel because he turned on Brian Pillman.
But and was they seem to be cheering him though.
They just want to then.
They just want to, Al.
Mera was the face. Johnny B. Bad.
Yeah. Oh!
Whoop, shoot me there. Oi.
Well, you know what his gimmick was?
Which one?
Johnny B. Bad.
What's that?
He was Little Richard.
Yeah, you can see it because of the hair and the mustache.
But he's not that black, though. We've seen him like this. Oh.
Ooh.
He just got like...
Talking about... I was watching In Your House, was he took on Butterbean in the boxing match. And he gets KO'd and then gets up, picks up the chair and hits him with the chair.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Back when Butterbean was like smashing out people.
Would bother being with something.
Like super heavyweight.
Super.
Oop. Cross.
Clothesline. Well, Austin's selling like a cruiserweight.
So this one goes for 10 minutes and 4. No, 11 minutes 06. So a little bit longer than the Regal.
You got something to be, do you?
No, I'm just telling you. For people listening to it. Yeah. So time check. We are at 48 minutes 32, guys.
Sorry, guys. It's another episode.
What?
It's another wrestling podcast, guys.
Shut up.
For fuck's sake, here we go.
I like when they do the wrestling ones. It's a time to reminisce.
I like to reminisce.
Do a piss. You know.
Fucking idiot. I like to reminisce while doing a piss. Watching the broadcast, see Pip. What's that?
Oh. Like you're thinking about something.
While taking a piss.
Yeah, reminiscing.
You fucking idiot you are.
Oh. I remember that sandwich I had.
Back in 1992.
Yeah, man. It was ham and cheese and everything.
You coming home, picking my nose.
Strasbourg.
You know, Straz and cheese on white bread.
No butter.
I would scoop. I'd get a spoon and I eat the butter.
Yeah,
sicko.
It's bad.
I remember seeing... I hate butter, guys. I don't like butter at all. But I used to remember watching Tom as a child... Just get his finger and just go large scoops and they go,
butter. Margarine, guys.
Margarine, yeah. Not proper, yeah.
Proper artificial margarine.
Yeah.
Salt and chemicals.
A goat shat out. Tom would eat it like no fucking tomorrow.
What was that? Butter, eh?
Oh, yeah. I'll put my face in it. Oh, butter. No, thank you.
Another bread. Margarine. Just by itself, mate.
I'll just lather it all over myself.
Help him.
Oh, he's been done.
Oh.
Kick in the face!
So you think of like, you know, Steve Austin, US champion, he's still developing his character, and you've got Hogan just arriving. And you think of those two names now in professional wrestling, two of the biggest names.
Who?
I'm saying Hogan.
Exactly.
What?
Not now.
Like had Hogan.
Not in those days now, man.
But Hogan had done so much prior to
Austin
coming here.
Austin days are over, and so were Hulk Hogan.
Shut up.
Hollywood Hogan.
Look at him, look out. Getting intense here.
What's his name?
I don't like losing.
Yeah. God damn it, my name's Steve Austin. Can someone throw me a beer?
We're just no talking.
No, no.
That's what they would have said to him when he came to WWE. Just don't talk. And you're the ringmaster.
Yeah, let him speak for you.
Look.
Where's he waving? Waving goodbye.
On the US.
Oh, say goodbye to the US title because it's mine.
Oh, wait a minute. No, another one.
You sell on it. It's good. He's hogging up. He's marrowing it up. Marrowing it. It sounds like a... Whoop! One, two. Ooh. Count two. Or as the indies people would say, too sweet!
The people?
The indies.
The independent?
Yeah, obviously. The independent crowd.
Two!
Count of two! I think we just heard Johnny B. Badd say the word fuck.
Who did?
Johnny B. Badd.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
You fucking
Patrick there.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Look at that hair. He's got no hair. I always remember him, with the mullet.
Who? Johnny B. Badd.
No.
Who? Nick?
Nick Patrick. Oh, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He's the NWO referee, and he actually held a victory, guys. And
over who?
I think, didn't he beat Earl Hebner? Did he beat Earl?
Other way around.
That was with Mick Foley as the ref.
Yeah, referee. Mick Foley loves to be a
wrestling
referee.
In their referee gear.
Yep. Thank you, Alliance. Alliance.
Love it. We're going to do Invasion, guys, one day. Invasion.
I love Invasion. I love to have a good...
I'm here.
I've come here to do an invasion on you. What? Make it real.
Come on.
Take them off. What's going on here?
Sorry, mate.
What the fuck are you on about, man? I don't know anymore, Al. Oh.
Look out.
Invernet atomic drop onto the crotchal area. It is. It's like right between in the gooch. I'm not going to say, in the gooch area.
Here we go. Set it up.
Punching the guts. Pow. DDT. He's going to the top rope, Tom.
Do it, Johnny.
Do it.
Win the belt.
What the fuck?
Take the title home with you. Win it.
Make it real.
Come on.
Do it.
Fed him.
God damn it! God damn it! Yeah, we've lost it, guys. Fucking lost it.
Sorry. So he's actually doing Johnny B. Badd. So it was WCW. Didn't take it to WWE, though, did he?
No, he was a Wild Man Monroe.
Yeah, that's right.
And that didn't work out. So he just became Mark Monroe. And he and Sable, as we've already heard on our SummerSlam episode a few months back, guys. Don't get a boner. When you're wrestling your wife, don't get a boner.
Sorry.
Oh!
I was reading here, during that year in 94, Badd formed a tag team with Michael Hayes and began a feud against Harlem Heat. Hayes then turned on Badd during a no disqualification match against Harlem Heat on February 19th edition of Saturday Night.
Is this when Harlem Heat came out as slaves?
I hope not.
I hope so.
As a result, Badd would face Hayes the following night at Super Brawl number 4, where Hayes was replaced by Jimmy Graven, who Badd defeated. He then started to pursue the United States Championship after he lost a tuxedo match against Steve Austin on the 7th of May at WCW Worldwide
after miss.
Colonel Parker pulled off Badd's pants. What?
Yeah.
What?
This is before evening hour matches. Before it's okay for women to be, before they were sexual objects in the wrestling world, and now they're not, thank God. But they evening hour matches. Now they were tuxedo matches where a man had to strip another matches. Man. It's hot shit, man.
Then faced Austin in a losing effort for the title at Slamboree, which was about 2 weeks before this event, and then received a shot here at Clash of Champions.
Oh, clothesline. One, two.
Oh, look out. Look out there, guys.
Yeah, what's going on there?
So he departed WCW and joined the World Wrestling Federation in 1996.
Oh, punch in the ears.
He debuted as a fan favourite at WrestleMania 12, where he rescued his wife, Rena Mero, from Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Look out, brass knucks into the gut.
Look out. Where are you going to hide them, though? He's still holding them. Yeah, arms up though. Look at it. Okay, got it.
No, he got it. What are you saying?
No, he debuted in the WWE non-96.
Saving his business thing.
Yeah, at WrestleMania 12, and then fitted with Triple H for a little bit.
That's right.
He made his in-ring debut the following night where he defeated Isaac Yankem, DDS.
Ooh, Kangy.
On Raw after WrestleMania.
Oh, hang on. Oh, hang on. The referee is talking. He, you. That's why they had two referees sometimes.
Oh. Is he going to count it? Well, he's going to count it. New US champion. No, wait. It was an official match, though.
That's right. I won the belt. Yeah, baby. Where's my wife? I'm going to go.
Wait a minute.
Where is she? Where's Sable?
Rena.
Rena. I won it. Take your pants off. Let me look at it. Tom. Fucking hell. Tony Schiavone.
Yeah, I can only have one ref.
You can only have one ref, Tony Schiavone. I'm a bad man. It's got the US title, Tom.
So what year is this again? 94.
Nah,
so
let's write this out.
So, no, it's 94. Shut up. Here we go. So how old do you think Brock Lesnar was at this time?
Young. He would have been young. Young as shit. Eight?
Seven. Oh, oh! Brock was 17.
Fuck.
So Miro's with Sable and Brock was 17. Mm. Before he would
Hulk.
Get, take his
Hogan. Off. Hulk the man.
Here he comes, guys. Hulk Hogan!
He wears a cowboy's hoodie on his sleeve. He was born and raised in the USA.
We love you, Hulk. Love you, Hulky.
Welcome to WCW, Hulk. USA. I love, there was a video a couple of months back that I shared in our wrestling chat of Sir Calvel, the guys.
Oh, yes.
Of singing.
Yeah, that was
And Frankie.
Scorpio Sky.
Yeah,
Kazarian and
but Kazarian was struggling.
Yeah,
because he's Canadian. But you can still be. Look at him, Tom.
Look at him. He's there, guys. Well, so that's... let's look about when he actually fully departed the World Wrestling Federation to come across.
Oh, look at that!
So
look at the pyro. Look at
okay,
that.
So after he left the WWF, he actually the time here. So in June of 1994, he signed. So it's only what a week before this year actually came here.
Yep.
But let's see when he left, though.
He was born and raised in the USA.
At the annual King of the Ring, here we go. At the annual King of the Ring pay-per-view on June 13, Hogan defended the championship against the former champion Yokozuna in his first title defense since defeating him at WrestleMania 9. Yokozuna kicked out of Hogan's signature leg drop and scored the pinfall after Hogan was blinded by a fireball shot by a Japanese photographer, actually a heavily disguised Harvey Whippleman.
Yep.
The vicious Yokozuna proceeded to give Hogan a bunzai drop. This was Hogan's last WWF appearance until 2002, as both he and Jimmy Hart were preparing themselves to leave the promotion.
Yep.
Hogan continued his feud on the international house show circuit with Yokozuna until August 1993. After that, Hogan sat out the rest of his contract, which expired later that year.
Yep.
He then did some stuff in New Japan. His last match in Japan was at Battlefield over in New Japan Pro Wrestling, where yep. he defeated Tatsuya Fujimori, and then Damien Ewing here in WCW.
WCW.
So his first big matchup was against the winner of tonight's main event. That was his big match. So he automatically got a shot at the WCW title.
Of course.
And it was at Bash at the Beach next month.
Yes.
So he gets the winner of Flair and Sting tonight.
Of course. Because, you know, you don't go for a title shot. You're given one when you come to WC.
Oh, yeah, of course you are.
Yeah. You got a window open here? Because it's getting a bit hot.
Yeah, no.
I know, I don't want to open it.
Well, I don't have the key, though, for it. There's a key. Let me have a look.
It's not really even my house.
No, there it is.
Hulk Hogan here. Telling you to eat your vitamins, say your prayers. Looks like something was cut there. Yeah. He was saying.
One show I would like to actually cover was this year's Starrcade. It was Starrcade 94 Triple Threat. Had three main events. Ooh. It'd actually be a really good one that we should check out. I'll show you it after so you can have a look and see if you want to do it.
Nah.
Not.
No, I'm not interested.
Let's stick to the film companions when we watch the movies. At the movie.
Do I sound like... Huh?
Oi!
Woo! Oh.
Now, this never happened in WWE. They never did these guys. No. So WCW definitely took advantage of the situation being able to do this match. Like, properly do it heavily for a world title.
Ric Flair.
They had not done Flair versus Hogan on a pay-per-view for a world championship.
They did not do Ric Flair. They did not done. You and your words.
Leave me alone. Hey, look out.
Where is he? I'll smack him. Well, let me tell you something, Ric Flair, brother.
I'm the suburban. I'm the suburban commando. All right, you understand?
What? Yeah, I'm Sam with muscles. What's that smell? Dookie. What's it from?
Oh, I just wanted something that's got Hogan in it.
Do you know it?
No, I don't.
Fucking
three,
hell.
Three ninjas.
No.
Strike back.
No. No holds barred.
To be honest,
never seen it, have you?
Haven't seen it.
Fucking moron.
I have heard that they want to bring Zeus back, though, I've heard. So there you go.
What, now?
Mm. Not in WWE, but for a promotion. There you go.
TNA.
Shut up. TNA. Subscribe. Go to Wrestling Network. Do it now. Do it. Subliminal advertising. You do it. Subscribe, rate, review. Hello. Oh, next month, guys.
Look at that muscle.
Yeah, so it's a wave muscle. Becoming a fist.
Muscle wave.
July 17th.
Wave becoming a fist.
Shut up.
Fucking idiot.
Hello, I'd like to order Bash of the Beach.
The one with the fist wave? Fisty wave.
Hang up.
Oh. Hello?
I'll just call him back.
Do. Hey! Bobby the Brain!
Now time for our main event, guys.
Main event. Hogan! You're not taking me on! Look at that blondie back there. Look at her.
It's a big smile.
What's she smiling at? What are you smiling at?
It's me.
What are you smiling at?
Just tell me now.
Who the fuck are you smiling at? No one. I saw you smiling at someone.
Look at that guy with the mustache.
He's looking there too.
Oh. And the thing too, I think about the what happens when they've covered a few of the Clash of Champions, but not this one.
Yes.
They haven't covered this one yet, so we got it first, mate. We got it first.
Take that, Conrad.
I'll just DM you, mate. We'll have a chat.
Hey, Conrad, Tom's talking shit about you yet again. Who the fuck is this? Alan from the broadcast. Oh, yeah, you're a funny fucker. That Tom, he's a prick.
Tell him he's a prick. Cut the fucking hair and beard.
Yeah, fucking asshole. Hey, Shaq!
Oi, look at us. Oh, my young Shaq. Look at him. Oh, man.
Oh, man. That shirt is... look. that shirt is, you can see your boxes,
been
too.
Cut there.
Oh, new.
Oh, look at it.
Yeah, thanks. Go Shaq. WCW. Really good. Yeah, man, it's no problem.
Excuse the cash, mate. He's 50 grand for saying that.
Just don't say the N-word in the future, please. Yep, yeah, right. No problem, I won't.
Terrible.
I hated it.
Yeah, disgusting. Here
bad,
we go.
Bad time.
Woo.
Woo!
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 So Ric Flair coming in as the WCW World Heavyweight Champion, which is the belt that existed for... a long time.
Long time ago.
During his tenure when he did leave WCW and went over to the World Wrestling Federation.
Who is he looking at? Oh.
It was the... what's that?
Hulkster. Hmm. Hulkster is...
It was the real world champion that he was portraying in WWE.
WF.
And then, yeah, they had the big gold belt and that was constructed. Flair rules. And Sting won the title from Rick Rude, I think he did.
He did.
The vacant title. At the previous month before this event.
Vacant.
Which was Slamboree 94.
Oh, who's in the ring there, Tom? It's Michael Buffer.
Oh, you look at
he's clapping. Ric Flair.
He used to show no emotion, though, in the old ones. Just stand there. Didn't indicate.
Oh, look at that.
Classic belt.
Classic.
Oi. Huh? What? Huh?
What'd you say? What, baby? Flair, stop yelling.
Guys. Here he comes.
It's Sting!
The reigning and defending...
reigning, defending,
international
champion.
Big gold belt, eh?
Sting.
I wish they still had that.
They
I would have loved to have seen that belt instead of the universal title. Just kept it. Kept the world heavyweight title.
Whoa.
Please.
Wow.
Too. Look at that.
Yeah.
Sting up.
Sting up. What?
He's pointing up, Sabu.
Oh, no, shut the fuck up about Sabu, please.
By the time this episode's uploaded, the issue would have been settled.
I mean, that's what I think of Sabu. That's right there. Well, no, there's nothing.
Primary school picture there. This is
primary school. That's a fully grown man. This is my picture of Sting. I'm an artist.
Ladies and gentlemen, what are you looking at? Yeah, come on. God, he looks like
Bruce.
Bruce, there.
It's Brucey. Sting, just you. Off the hard cam.
Just move to the side, mate.
Move to the side. Sting, just stay over there with JJ Dillon, alright?
Alright. So let's read up on Ric Flair. We have not done Flair yet. Like, we haven't really.
Boo on a bitch.
We've spoken about him in other episodes, such as the Super Bowl one, but not really in detail. At this period, though, we didn't really talk about it. Alan.
We have, sadly.
You have, I don't.
I love it.
You didn't tell a dick story about Flair. No, no, we told that one.
Well, let's do it again.
All right, listen to this.
That's one, you son of a bitch. What?
Here we go.
Flair's having a bit of trouble there with these robes.
So when Flair was in the WWF, he teamed with Razor Ramon to take on Savage and Perfect at Survivor Series 1992 in November. He appeared in the Royal Rumble in January 1993 and then lost a Loser Leaves WWF match to Mr. Perfect on the next night's Raw.
Raw.
In a match taped 6 days earlier.
Yep.
Flair then fulfilled his remaining house show requirements before departing for WCW in February 1993. Okay. Flair triumphantly returned to WCW as a hero on February 1993 as a result of a no-complete cause. He was unable to wrestle, so he hosted a short-lived talk show in WCW called A Flair for the Gold. So his main little guest was Arn Anderson at the time, talked about his intentions to go after the World Championship. Well, here we go here. Now listen to this one here. He would also wrestle Lord Steven Regal in a 5-minute match series under Marquess of Queensberry rules.
Wow.
Which aired on WCW Worldwide between April 23 and May 28, in which Flair won the series 2 wins, 1 loss, 2 draws.
He did Jericho, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, Duchess of Queensberry rules.
Yeah, oh, hang on. Who's this? Who's coming here?
Sherry, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it Sherry Martel? Yep. Sensational Sherry. I'm going to see. Come on.
Just
hello, see. Mr. Ass. I need to ask you a question. Who are you going to go with?
Let's read up on Sting, too, at the same time. So Sting has been in, I think, all of our...
WCW.
He was at the World War III, come out at the end there after Scott Hall won.
She's
choosing Sting.
She's a stinger!
She has selected Sting. Look at this matchup. On August 1991, Sting defeated Steve Austin to win a tournament for the vacant US title. Austin and Sting.
Wow.
Wrestled in 1991. All right, let's go to the 1993 period, so a bit closer to this timeline. The Sting and Vader feud continued in 93 with Vader, who was again WCW World Heavyweight Champion, defeating Sting in a bloody strap match at Super Brawl 3.
Yep.
Sting exacted revenge by beating Vader for the WCW World Heavyweight Championship on March 11th in London, England, but lost the belt back to Vader 6 days later in Dublin, Ireland. Sting then teamed with WCW newcomer Davey Boy Smith to beat the team of Vader and Vicious at Beach Blast in a match that set up a mini movie in which an evil midget blew up Sting's boat.
Yep.
At the end of 1993, Sting was one of the first people to congratulate Flair, who had just returned from the World Wrestling Federation after his WCW World Heavyweight Championship victory over Vader at Starrcade 1993.
He's strutting.
Sting feuded with Vader and Rude throughout the first half of 1994. Sting won the WCW International World Heavyweight Championship from Rude in April. Rude then reclaimed the title in Japan in 1994, in May, but the decision was reversed because Rude had allegedly hit Sting with a title belt during the match. This was to cover a real-life back injury that Rude had sustained in a match that forced him to end his retirement. Sting refused to have the title handed to him and insisted defeating Vader for the vacant title at Stambury, which he did. And then we have this match up here at Clash of Champions 27 in June of 1994.
Yep.
So at this time as well, Flair was still a face. So this is a battle between two faces.
Yep.
So even though Flair had, you know, issues with Hogan, he actually had three top faces now.
Yes.
Someone had to turn.
Yes.
So this is again... This is actually... Didn't these guys face off at the original... Was it one of the original Starrcades?
Yes.
Was it for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship? Yep. Which was one of the first WCW shows I watched.
And the last Nitro.
Hmm. I think they main evented too, the first and last Monday Night Nitros. Oh, jeez. Watch Sting will do the big muscle. Do it, Sting.
Do it. No.
Yeah. I love it.
It's like, shit, I'm out. Bye. I'm done.
Yep.
I'm going. See ya.
I love it.
Fuck this shit.
He would always be, he'll either be down and
as Look at him.
Either Flair would be on the ground looking up and Sting would always do it to him like that, or they'll stand up face to face. Classic.
Hey guys, shut up out there.
So we are at 1:08 guys on the town clock.
They're 20 minutes with us guys and then you can go away. Minutes. Unsubscribe. Stop sending your pips.
They just keep coming through.
They keep coming through.
I had to get a new data plan because they just can't open up all the pictures.
Woo!
Sherry, eh? Beautiful. Used to manage Harlem Heat when
Hulk Hogan.
Her face though, what the? And then just
tapping. It's all right, baby. It's all right, Mister. It's all right, Booker. You just said the N word on live television.
Gorilla press slam. Good job.
I love Flair just selling that. My back. My back. He's brought my back. Again. Bang.
Huh. Yeah, here we go.
He's down right in front of. Is this the shot here? This is one of my favorite memes. I think that's coming up.
Was it a Flair?
Watch Flair. He's such a. I hope this is it.
What does he do?
Watch. Oh, he's got. Get out of my face! Yells at the cameraman.
Sorry.
Like yes. What'd you say? Yeah, problem. Yeah, problem with me. Watch Sherry. Watch Sherry. Plays to the crowd.
Oh, who's he telling? Don't tell someone off here. Look.
Stop it. Hey, Flair, you got a little dick. Bullshit. You seeing the baby's arm?
Just come in.
Please tell me this is the bit. No, it's not. I was hoping it would be.
What does he do? What was it? Just yells at the.
I'm hoping this is it. If not, I'll tell you off mic.
Yeah.
Because it's a funny ass bit. Woo! She's cheering him and going, Gareth Thing, kick his ass. Oh, I love Flair, look at that acting.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, he defeated Flair for the NWA World Heavyweight Championship July 7, 1990 at the Greatest American Bash. That was one of the very first WCWs I watched. The old
ones. Oh, here we go, watch this. Wait a minute. No, I didn't mean it. It was not me. Picks him up, throws him!
Oop.
Attempted clothesline. Another clothesline.
I remember that match because not only was you had Sting and Flair that night, but you also had Mean Mark Holloway with Paulie Dangerously against Lex Luger for the United States title. Because I remember watching going, hey, wait, isn't that The Undertaker?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what, he's there? But the end shot is Sting holding the belt with everyone, like Al Giante, all holding him in the air like
that. Yeah, baby!
Winning his first world championship. But it was the big gold belt then because... Literally, the belt just had WCW written on it.
Flair, where are you going?
The NWA one, exactly the same belt that Sting had. Look out.
Don't touch me. Get in there, fat boy! That's a girl.
What happened there?
She was like, oh, hello. Hey, Flair, you're pretty. What did you say?
She's just for a moment. Oh, sorry. I'll just move
back. Oh, he said something to me. I spoke to Ric Flair.
Oh.
Get in the ring, Ric! What's up?
On my neck. It's cricking my neck. Been sitting on chairs all day, guys.
Eating ass. Hey! Tom!
What the hell? Mate, what have you had?
Who's mate? Oh, you fucking weird cunt. Excuse me, I used the C word, guys, sorry. Wow. Back to this match. Sitting on chairs, eating
mate,
ass.
What have you had?
Fucking idiot. And off.
Not... Hey, bub, what have you had? Mate.
It's mate. Who the fuck is mate?
That's mate to the room.
Shut up! Move on! You're watching a great match here between
two legends,
and you're, hey, mate.
mate.
Hey, hello, mate.
Here we go. Oh.
Yeah, do it again. Do it again. Oh, come on.
It works so well together.
Ah! And throw him again.
Hip throw.
Sheet. And drop a drop kick.
So good, Sting.
Oh, he missed. His leg.
Go for leg.
Do it.
Do it, John.
Do it, John. Call for John.
Call for John now.
Fine. Oh, again. Whoa. I'm the referee. You don't touch me. It's my blue shirt.
You understand?
Understand me?
Just pop me the brain.
Don't get that skull on fire. What is he doing? Just get back in the ring. Ricky spent most of this time in this match outside the ring.
So as I said at the start of this show, going on at the same time period, same month of this event, you actually had Bret Hart was the WWF champion.
Mm-hmm.
King of the Ring, Owen Hart won. And it was Rowdy Piper took on Jerry the King Lawyer, but also that year's King of the Ring.
Cage match, wasn't it?
No, that would go on. That would be Brett and Owen did a cage match.
That's right.
A bit later on.
Yes.
But it was Diesel versus Bret Hart.
Yes.
For the WWF World Heavyweight Championship.
That great gift I've seen a couple of months ago where Owen is pretty much kicks Brett in the face and he goes, "Don't." Which is pretty much
serious.
It's real simple. That fucking hurt. Don't do that, please.
Easy. Easy, mate. Easy, Owen. Yes.
Sting chant. Yes. Sting chant. Sting. Sting.
We love you, Sting.
Love you, Stinger.
Do you love me too?
Oh. Oh, blockage. Block.
Look at this.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Sting was injured too because he used back chops.
Stinger splash. Oh, missed. He'll hit the top of the turnbuckle there.
Missed. Come on, quick, ref. Help him. Help him, ref.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Royal. Hate me, Lord.
Hate me, Lord. What the fuck, man? Hey, Lord, do you like me or not? Tweet yes for no. DM me for yes. Who the fuck is this? Okay.
Some guy called God. Stop messaging me, mate. Stop messaging me. But your name is God on Twitter.
I follow God on Twitter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or was it just some guy?
Oh, it's actual God. He gives out a promotion. He pretty much tells everyone it's advice, to stop being...
quotes.
Yeah, tells everyone to stop being assholes and just like each other. Get out of the way! Look at all those little holsters there.
The size of the top.
Yeah, they're huge.
We just get three XLs, mate. Yep, no worries. We'll just grow into them over the years. Get in the ring.
We're gonna grow up and be big, fat Americans, so it's fine.
Oh.
Those kids are having a great time.
So either way, with the winner of this match, it would be a first time ever for Hogan versus one of them.
True.
And Sting and Hogan would have had many, many different feuds.
The referee's with the NWO. Not going up a bit of a skirt cam right there, mate. Easy up.
Whoop, sorry, I fell.
Sorry, Sherry. Good Lord.
You're right. I had to drop one in. I had
don't
to drop
need
one
to.
In.
There's no
I
need
have
to. To.
Yes, okay? Yes, I have
no,
to.
No.
Oh.
What was it?
What the? Like a hurt flare.
Yeah, flare. It looked like you got more of a...
Ah. On my leg.
Yeah. Just... All right, moving on.
Center right. of the ring.
Center of the ring.
There we go. Going
up some knees. Oh.
He pulled the...
He's like, fuck, I'm not hitting it hard.
Just pull the pad up so I hit you with that part, not me actually.
Yeah,
see,
he's smart. You see? He's helping out. Get up! Get up! Get up.
Here we go again.
Yay!
I'm out. He's out.
Are you right, Sting? You want to get up?
Do it.
Do it. John!
Oh, flare. Camera guy. What the?
Two.
And Sting's pushing up. Come on, Sherry.
Sherry, do something.
Stop him. Oh.
Sharp! Sharp one! I'm coming out, slap you! She's telling you, you slap me, I'll punch you back.
Slap you, let's go then, come on.
I'll fucking fight you. She could fight too.
Yeah. It's worth reading about Sherry then, Al, mate.
Yeah, let's do it. Love to hear about Sherry. Don't hurt yourself.
Shut up.
Sensational Sherry, Google, Wikipedia.
Shut up. Leave me alone.
You couldn't spell it right, didn't you?
Shut up. Leave me.
You got figure four? No.
You're a bully. Don't be a bully.
on Bully Ray.
So she is. She passed away in June 15th at 2007 at age 49.
Too young.
Also known as Sensational Sherry, Sherry Mantel, Sister Sherry, Queen Sherry, Scary Sherry, Sensuous Sherry, Sherry Martine, and Peggy Sue.
Yep.
She debuted in 1980 and retired in 2006.
Yep. I'm Just a Sexy Boy. Came out and got what, Angle Slam by Kurt Angle.
Yep. That's such a good promo.
Such a good promo.
So in the mid-80s, she held the AWA Women's World Championship 3 times. In the late 80s, she joined the World Wrestling Federation, where she held the Women's Championship. Also in the WWF, she continued to manage wrestlers such as Randy Savage, Ted DiBiase, Shawn Michaels. She also appeared in ECW and World Championship Wrestling in the 1990s. In the later, she would act as a manager for Harlem Heat. Before leaving WCW, she made a few appearances until her death in 2007. She also appeared in NWA TNA in September 2006 as a manager for Bobby Roode, which ended up with her being her last televised TV appearance. So during this time period, so we're looking here in 94, so Sherry debuted in WCW. The original plan was for her was to manage Kevin and Dave Sullivan against Missy Hyatt and the Nasty Boys. But after Hyatt was fired in 1994, the proposed rivalry went on with no managers for either team. She made her TV debut on April 27, WCW Saturday Night, under the name Sensuous Sherry. In an interview with Mean Gene Okerlund, she said her goal was to find a man that can bring her the WCW World Heavyweight Championship. She was at ringside during Slamboree on May 22nd during the World Championship match between Ric Flair and Barry Windham. And then she's also here as part of this match that we'll talk about going through. But yeah, multi-time women's champion against a number of promotions, but again has managed a who's who of talented tag teams and veterans we know today. So
awesome.
But yeah, so she passed away 11 years ago now.
Yep.
Come on, Sting. Come on, Sting.
Come on, Sting. Woo!
In regards to these episodes, guys, again, you can check it out on Apple iTunes, Podbean, Breaker, Stitcher, Spotify. Check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, THEBROKAST, and also Instagram at The Brocast Podcast. Questions or any comments, send them to brocast2@gmail.com. Complaints, no, we don't actually read them, so don't send them there. Send them to, we don't have an email address for that, at gmail.com.
Your show is shit.
Send.
It gets resent back. Hey, you lied about your... Oh, geez, look at him.
The ref's up on there too.
He's about to do a flying poncho.
Oh, no counter.
Clothesline!
But yeah, check out all the companions too, guys. Leave us a rate or review on Apple iTunes. We 5 stars. Deeply appreciate that.
Oh, three.
We hope to do the same for 3 you guys as well. Hashtag PWO.
It's not two.
Hashtag Pod and Family. Hashtag Legion of Indie Podcast. And hashtag Pod Society.
Hello, my name is Tom, and I like to whore.
Needs.
Whore.
So support other wrestling podcasts. And wrestling's for everybody. Podcasts for everybody. So support everyone in the world. Do it now. I hate reading negativity.
Fucking do it.
Just be friends with everyone.
Not
if you.
You
want.
Not you.
Not me.
No,
just like Alan, off. But not me.
Piss off.
Alan Ross 84. Oh! Check him on Twitter. At Alan Ross 84.
Send him some angry tweets if you want.
Hey, I love you on the show. I love
you. Send him the dick pics.
He's so knowledgeable on the show. So knowledgeable.
He's not. He's just loud.
Oh!
He's the fucking loud one.
I mean, you were loud in this episode. At the start, you were screaming at the start.
I've been doing it. I think I'm just
Sting!
Starting to get... Sting! I'm starting to get tired now. I just like watching the little thing go nuts when I talk.
What, the speaker?
What, the recording? Where it's nice and quiet now. Sting! You fucking idiot.
He counted though. What the?
He didn't sell it. There. Yeah.
There it is. But, no, wait.
Wait. And another one.
A hip throw. Loves the hip throws. And drop kick.
And the drop kick.
Now it'll be the corner and the splash now.
Oh. No, you're wrong, Tom.
Yep. Gorilla press.
Slam. Oh. He's doing your 5 moves of doom here.
Oh. Come on, Sting.
He is very much like John Cena, isn't he?
Sting is. Yeah, he had his basic move set. Scorpion, Death Drop.
Oh, here we go. Here it goes. Here it comes. Watch.
Oh, shit.
I knew it was this match.
Ric Flair throws Sherry in front of him and Sting accidentally splashes her. Wow. She took it well. Yeah. Good on you.
I didn't mean to.
Yes, you did, says Tony. It's like, well, no, he didn't. Flair put him there.
Yeah, Flair, but he's talking to Rick over. Yeah. I didn't do that.
Behind the ear by Flair with a kick outside the
That's
ring.
That's awesome. No, well, everyone's standing up now. Look at that. They're just like, oh my God, Sherry. Look, down it.
Counter. Come on, ref.
One, two, three.
Here he comes. No. Count of one.
Two. Wolfpack.
He knew it before it even happened.
Bullet Club.
Oh. She's back
up. Full of tights.
He got it.
Ric Flair.
Using the tights, Ric Flair.
I know.
Is your undisputed WCW World Heavyweight Champion. No more international title.
It's gone. It's gone.
And that would become the belt.
Like, yes.
The belt that Flair had would actually be phased out now.
Yes.
And they'll just go she forward, just like to the demise of the company. 2001. Here it is.
Rick
Flair.
Flair! Ow.
There it is.
What?
What's Sherry going to do, though?
Ha.
So we're going to get Flair Hogan. Bash of the Beach Girls.
Oh, my God.
And Sherry there.
Yeah. We all know how that's going to end. Hulk Hogan! Al, don't spoil it. Fuck you. We might
swearing do... around. Distract you, man. Back off.
We might do it for a future companion. Fuck off. We're not. All right, fine then. Hang on.
Well, wait a minute. Wait.
Wait a minute. Hey! Wait a minute.
Hey.
You stop that. Oh, was he going to punch her?
Yeah, he didn't know what to do. Oh!
Oh!
She backstabbed Sting. Ah! Oh, Jesus, that looked bad. Look out. It was a plan all along.
It was a plan all along, goddammit.
So he didn't do one figure four this whole match.
Here it comes.
Splash.
Yeah, he attempted one, but no. Nah,
did he?
He
hadn't done it, though.
Kick in the dick.
Ooh.
Quick, we need someone to save Stinger.
Hulk. Come on, Hulk.
We just saw him. And the referee is out. Has he already eliminated gone, from the Royal Rumble.
Has he already gone in the limo? See ya.
It was hanging out.
Made my appearance.
Someone save it. Oh!
Come on, Guardian Angel.
Take a...
Come on, Guardian Angel. Page out of
the Hardy's books right there.
Guardian Angel. Come on, Angel.
Oh, just kick in the mouth. Anybody?
Oh, wait. Here he comes! It's Hogan!
It's Hogan!
Hogan's here. Look out, Flair.
What you gonna do?
Here we go.
Ah. Look at the crowd. Look at that. This was it's exciting stuff.
His first pay-per-view appearance.
I'm sorry.
One, two. In the ropes. Here it comes.
Denied.
Flair gets out of there. Hogan going for the boot and Flair Watch gets out. Hey.
You.
Jimmy.
Come on, baby.
I just got here.
Come on.
Lils.
It's a bird.
What the? You got hit, mate.
Don't hit it. No.
Look at Jimmy.
Just punch her in the face, baby. Punch her in the face.
Do it.
Don't.
Oh. Slap by Sherry. And yep, Flair rescues her. Oh, look out.
Come back here. No, hang on, baby. I'll see you soon.
Yes, I do, Tony.
Yes, Tony, yes.
World champion.
American made.
Jesus, hell.
What?
Sorry, guys, I'm just, yeah.
It was, the song was playing in the background.
American made.
That was good, all right? Fuck you for what you think. It's American made.
Jesus.
It's my Jimmy Hart trying to sing. Because he made the song.
There we go.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, all right.
What have we got here?
There's action going on here.
Mr. Action.
Action.
Post-match, is it?
He's American, man. Oh.
The mic. Here we go.
What?
Oi.
Yeah. Where? What are you going to tell him?
This was the old WCW Saturday night, because this was before they had Nitro.
Yes.
Because Nitro didn't come until 95.
That's right. Hulk rules.
And they had Worldwide as well. So so you could watch them.
Worldwide.
Which isn't even on the network, though. No. So. And Saturday nights, on Saturday nights there, it's there.
Yeah. Sorry. Ooh, it's a bit much. It's calm down.
Angry Hogan there, guys.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
On the 1-900.
Call now. You can talk to Flair.
All right, so what I might do as this finishes...
It's American Made!
I'll talk about the next month then. What did happen at Bash at the Beach?
Oh, that would be a spoiler.
For a future episode, mate.
Yeah, do you want to talk about the future episode?
Oh, yeah.
This is costing millions of dollars to do this. Why are we doing this? Tony Schiavone.
See you next time.
Wear your pants. Say your prayers. Be nice to your... 1994! Be nice to your teachers.
So next month, so you would have had Lord Steven Regal, the TV champion, defeat Johnny B. Badd to retain the title.
Yes.
Vader with Harley race defeated the Guardian Angel by DQ.
Ooh.
Terry Funk and Bunkhouse Buck with Colonel Robert Parker and Meg defeated Ooh. Dustin Rhodes and Arn Anderson. Steve Austin successfully defended the United States Championship against Ricky Steamboat. Pretty Wonderful, the team of Paul Orndorff and Paul Roma, defeated Cactus Jack and Kevin Sullivan to win the WCW Tag Team Championship.
Oh.
And Hulk Hogan with Jimmy Hart and Mr. T defeated Ric Flair with Sensational Sherry to win his first WCW World Heavyweight Championship.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen.
So any thoughts on this one?
Anything great little match. Watch this one. Just go back and watch where some of the wrestlers began and when they left the WWF. And where they would go and get some more television time. It's good.
There's so many things in terms of the network that you can check out, some really old classic events that I'll love Very to cover cool. for some future shows. So, guys, once again, thank you for tuning in to this episode for our wrestling companion for Clash of Champions 27 from June of 1994. As I said, in regards to our show, you can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast. That's T-H-E-B-R-O-K-A-S-T. Also on Spotify. Podbean, Breaker, Anchor, and Apple iTunes. Send us an email to brocast2@gmail.com if you choose to, but don't if you don't want to. Fuck you then. Also, Instagram at the Brocast Podcast on Instagram. Once again, as I say, each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. See you guys next time.
What is the Podern Family?
This is Gareth from the Open All Powers Podcast.
This is Adam from Everyone Has a Podcast.
This is Matthew McDonough from the Passersby Podcast.
This is Nick from the Epic Film Guys Podcast.
This is Eric Mocker from the Mockers Podcast.
Hey, this is Rick from Ice and the Face.
Hey guys, it's Rad Dad Chad,
J Mills,
and Lil Man
from the Full of Fiber Podcast.
Hey, we're Josh and David from the Scotch and Flicks Podcast.
Hey y'all. It's Juliette Miranda from the Unwritable Rant Podcast.
Hey, this is Bro from the World of Row Podcast.
This is Cyanide from the Little Geek Lost Podcast.
This is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews Podcast.
This is Greg from the Sports Stands Podcast.
This is Nock from the Geek Ogre Podcast.
We are you, podcasters coming together in a community to help one another grow. So follow us on Twitter at Podern Family and use the hashtag Podern Family in your tweets and retweet other people who do the same. Podern Family, where great podcasts come home.